This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top stories on KRDO News Radio. The Southern Colorado woman accused in the 2020 murder of her stepson plans to represent herself throughout the trial. Letitia Stout told an El Paso County judge today that she is an ace in the hole, which could clear her in Gannon Stout's death. She declined to reveal what the so-called ace was, only saying that there were two pieces of evidence she was confident in. COVID recovery was on the front and center yesterday as Governor Polis remotely gave his address to the Pikes Peak region. He expressed optimism that better days are ahead for Colorado's economy. He says that largely because we'll see fewer and fewer COVID restrictions by late spring and early summer. He also touched on new incentives that will help reduce costs for businesses and families, including the elimination of the business personal property tax and expansion of the state's child tax credit to $600 per person, per child. As for our region, he says the time to think about transportation is now.
Colorado Springs was recently named the most desirable city to live in America by U.S. News and World Report. And I think that secret is out. And that leads to an even bigger backlog of transportation projects. And obviously, it's our very success that threatens our quality of life.
Polis says it's critical that Colorado find a way to modernize the way road projects are funded. And they also the governor announced that those 60-plus will be eligible for COVID-19 vaccines on March 5th, along with some frontline essential workers, such as grocery stores, employees, and more, as the state nears its goal of vaccinating 70% of those 70 and older. Now to gun talk. A bill gaining traction in the state legislature would create charges for any gun owner who doesn't lock up their guns in their own home. Representative Kyle McCullough sponsored the bill, saying it was written after a study by Children's Hospital of Colorado found that there was an average of one shooting-related injury to kids every day and one death every week.
I own a firearm. I'm a hunter. I believe in the right to protect your family and your house. But I also think that with owning a firearm comes a great responsibility.
But others are fighting hard against it, like Taylor Rhodes of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, a nonprofit gun rights advocacy group in Colorado. Now to the other high-profile case in Colorado. Testimony continued yesterday in the Dante Lucas trial. After hearing police interviews from the February 2013 timeframe, right after Kelsey Schilling went missing, during the interview, Lucas said that he and Schilling were, quote, very close but not in a relationship. The court also heard testimony from Jessica Reeves, who's a woman Lucas was sending flirtatious text messages to just days after Schilling's disappearance. Reeves went on to say that she stopped talking to Lucas when she found out that he might be involved in Schilling's disappearance. Jurors could hear from Kelsey's mother, Laura Saxton, later on this week or early next week. And a teacher from Columbus Catholic Schools placed on leave after making comments to students on Zoom about the death of George Floyd.
The Diocese of Columbus released a statement Thursday saying Deborah Del Prince, a teacher at Bishop Reedy High School, made unsupported personal assertions and opinions about Floyd's death. Del Prince is seen on video telling students that the manner of Floyd's death is disputed, despite a medical examiner's official report ruling his death a homicide. Dina Kodiak.
Winds will taper off for Colorado Springs after 8 p.m. tonight, and we'll keep calm and fair weather conditions in the forecast. Overnight lows will be dipping into the 20s pretty quickly after sunset, and then into the teens as we move through the overnight time frame. We'll begin with plenty of sunshine on Saturday. West winds increase through the afternoon hours, about 15 to 25 miles per hour. So expect some pretty breezy conditions tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.